Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, a week before Election Day was yesterday, and the Times has reported that more than half of the 2016 vote is already in. Quite impressive. What does it mean?
Well, it means that a lot of people are very excited about this election on both sides, obviously. But the indications are that the anti-Trump vote is massive, especially among people of color, especially among young people who are feeling that they have been targeted in a way that they are not accepting. So in my view, that's what's happening right now. The elections are going forward, and people who feel disenfranchised are most likely to start to get serious about this. We've had at least anecdotal reports. People like Joe Donahue, who teaches a class, said that 23 out of his 25 students have voted. I know you teach too, David. Are you finding the same sort of thing?
I'm finding the students, and I did a poll this week in a Zoom call with the class, that two-thirds of them had registered and maybe half of that had already voted. Most were planning to vote on Election Day, they said. The striking thing was I gave them an assignment to ask people about voting and whether they were voting. And two-thirds of those responses came back negative of young people saying, well, it doesn't mean anything, you know, my vote doesn't count, I don't like either candidate, that kind of stuff.
Well, first of all, if half are voting, that's good. Compared to some of the things we've seen in the past. You know, it is sort of an indolence, if that's the right word. It is laziness that ignores the fact that so many people died to preserve their right to vote, that it's really insidious in so many ways to the American democracy. And if it fails, it's going to fail because of people like that who basically say, I have no real choice. Now, really, get off your butt and do what's necessary.
So the question is, does an overwhelming vote, popular vote, and assuming Biden gets the Electoral College vote, does that have any impact should it get to the Supreme Court?
That's right, David. I think that's something that's got a lot of people worried that, you know, Trump has said that he's not going to necessarily accept the results of this election, which he considers to be rigged. In other words, if he loses, it's rigged, and he will go to that Supreme Court. Now, we already just saw a Supreme Court vote of 5-3, which is quite insidious, to use that word again, because what we see is a group of people surrounding the president, including the Supreme Court, who are willing to go to extreme measures to make sure that your vote doesn't count, whether it's because of the pandemic, that you get a couple of extra days to count the votes. Nothing is going to let that happen. Now, if this court comes down and votes with its new conservative majority, 6-3, to invalidate, for example, mail-in ballots or to do something like that, then I think we are in a really bad situation. I think we're in a bad situation now, but it'll be even worse.
Yeah, referenced voter anxiety from the AP this morning. Voters worry about safety at the polls. Americans are worried about the November 3rd election specifically, an anxiety many haven't carried during years of largely peaceful displays of democracy. But because President Donald Trump has refused to commit to that peaceful transfer of power and called for an army of, quote, poll watchers to monitor the vote, this is fueling a lot of anxiety and may fuel some to vote early, fearing what might happen on Election Day.
Well, that's right. Look, I'm one of those people. I have a great fear that because of Trump's rhetoric, he's going to try to steal this election. And then we are off into a totalitarian state. So people have free-floating anxiety, and they have specific anxieties in terms of the president's own words. I think that there are reasons to believe that this president is leading us into a fascist totalitarian state.
No apologies from Politico this morning. McConnell says Barrett a huge success for the country. The GOP leader told Politico the Supreme Court confirmation would also boost his embattled Senate majority. Will it?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about all of this. First of all, I think the Senate majority is in real trouble. I think the Democrats are going to take the Senate. Indications in the polls are that they will take the Senate. We're going to just see how corrupt things can get if, in fact, a Republican governor of Florida or Florida Secretary of State makes an election go south and doesn't count the ballots correctly. That could be awful. Florida is, of course, now in the Biden camp, according to the pollsters, by about 2 percentage points, which is below the margin of error. And a little wrangling here or there could really determine who wins that state. Then we will see in other states whether or not the politicians corrupt the voting process. It would not be unforeseen that that would happen.
Biden out on the campaign trail yesterday in Warm Springs, Georgia, traveled to Hot Springs to declare the U.S. is not too politically diseased to overcome its health and economic crises. He said, "We can restore our soul and save this country." The issue, of course, there he is in Georgia campaigning, a state once thought out of reach of Democrats.
Well, Georgia, I believe, is still in the Republican camp, but not by much. We're talking about percentage points. And if this thing takes off in the last week, which is when a lot of elections are determined, the Democrats could take Georgia. And let me tell you, Biden's not wasting his time down there because he has no chance. His associates have made it clear that they think he can take that state.
In the meantime, the coronavirus is growing. We're seeing quarantines going back up for some of the northeastern states. We have President Obama out on the campaign trail hitting Trump hard over the virus, saying he's jealous of COVID's media coverage. The idea that he keeps saying, oh, people won't leave it alone. They keep focusing on it. But it isn't going away. It's getting worse.
It is getting worse. There is nothing that gets me more furious than watching this president without a mask, crowds without a mask, denying basically the existence of this virus, which he has from the very, very beginning, David, when he said maybe 15 people would get it in the United States. And now we are seeing this catastrophic result because of his malfeasance.
Political observer Alan Chartok with us on a Wednesday. TikTok, that election is coming fast now.